What up? What up, everybody? Hey, guys. Hey, girls. Hey, learner. Whatever. You get the gist. Yeah, I haven't done another interview yet because I got a bunch of people wanting to do interviews, but I'm also working on. I'm working on taking this to a different network and doing video, and this way I don't have to go over to people's houses, or they don't have to come over to my house, or I don't have to rent the studio, any of that jazz. So yeah, a lot of cool people that want to do the show coming up. A couple of returning guests as well with some cool projects. So that's pretty cool that they want to come back. Figured I'd do another mini episode. So let's check this out. Let's try and learn a couple things. Let me clear my throat. Ba-na-na-na. What song is that? I'm going to look that song up real quick. Let me clear my throat lyrics. Literally, that's all I need to type in the Google. DJ Kool. Let me clear my throat. Ba-da-da-da-da-da. All right. So I'm surfing Reddit here. And apparently, most chewing gum made since World War II is based with synthetic petroleum polymers, making it non-biodegradable. Chewing gum, is the second most littered object and is expensive and time-consuming to clean up. Well, obviously, it's time-consuming to clean up. You ever have to take gum off the bottom of a table? It sucks. You ever have to take gum out of your hair? You ever get gum in your hair? You had to use peanut butter, right? Environmental effects. No, I'm on the Wikipedia page. Chewing gum is not water soluble, and unlike other confectionery, is not fully consumed. That's how come, like, you see in like weird countries, like the United States, like people on Instagram, how they post stupid photos next to walls full of gum. They get rain too. Those countries, everybody gets rain, but gum does not. That's why they say you shouldn't swallow gum. But guess what? I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna swallow gum. There's been much effort at public education and investment aimed at encouraging a reasonable, responsible disposal. Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to stop there. That's why there's a chewing gum ban in Singapore, because it causes litter and people don't know how to throw their shit away properly. You look outside and you're going to see trash, because people, adults, don't know. Listen, that's why Thanos was right. That's why I'm Team Thanos. Don't litter, okay? Thanks. Let's see what else we got. The world record for the fastest growing plant. Ooh, buckle up for this one. Belongs to a certain species of bamboo. They've been found to grow up to 35 inches per day at a rate of 0.00002 miles per hour. That's nearly 1.5 inches an hour. You can literally watch bamboo grow up before your eyes. Let's take a look at this. Fastest growing plant. According to the GuinnessWorldRecords.com, which, you know, whether or not you can believe that, I don't know. But it's a bamboo plant, and it's located in the United Kingdom. And the world record for the fastest growing plant belongs to that species of bamboo. According to the RHS Dictionary of Gardening, and that's just the first name, there are approximately 1,000 species of bamboos. Oh, that's interesting. 1,000 species of bamboos. The tallest record in the tropics was reportedly 130 feet, or for those of you in the rest of the world, 40 meters. And that was in Europe. And in the USA, the tallest bamboo plant is 65 to 98 feet, or 20 to 30 meters. I'm going to just Wikipedia here some bamboos. Bamboozled. Let's see what Wikipedia says about bamboo. The bamboo are evergreen perennial flowering plants in the subfamily Bamboozidae. Oh, that just sounds made up. Of the grass family Poaceae. And bamboo, as in other grasses, the internodal regions of the stem are usually hollow, and the vascular bundles in the cross section are scattered throughout the stem instead of in a cylindrical arrangement, much like most trees, apparently. The absence of secondary growth, wood, causes the stems including the palms of the large bamboos, to be columnar rather than tapering. So they go straight versus like taper up. Huh. Bamboos include some of the fastest growing plants in the world. Certain species of bamboo can grow 91 centimeters within a 24-hour period, 36 inches within in a day. That's like my 4-year-old nephew, I think. Giant bamboos. Oh, apparently they're considered grass, because it says here giant bamboos are the largest members of the grass family. Huh. Wild stuff. Okay. Speaking of plants, here's one for you. According to the LA Times here, California produces 82% of the world's almonds. So if you like almond butter, if you like almond milk, from an article written in 2014, it says here, California produces 82% of the globe's almonds, harvesting about 800,000 acres of the tree nut across a 400-mile stretch from the northern Tehama County to southern Kern County. It's a big, big part of the county. About 70% of those almonds are sold overseas. So you're welcome, world. You are welcome. All right, let's do... should we do a couple more? Let's see here. We'll do two more here. We'll make this a less than 10-minute episode. Minisode. Apparently in Stockholm, Sweden, to combat speeding, they set up a speed camera lottery in Stockholm, Sweden there. If you drive at or under the speed limit, you'll be entered into a lottery where the prize fund comes from all of the fines from the speeders. And apparently the average speed was reduced from 32 kilometers to 25 kilometers, a 22% reduction. So apparently if you drive slower, then if you drive the speed limit and you don't speed, those traffic cams will take pictures of your license plate and they'll let the world know how much you don't have going on and how how busy you're not because you're a boring person. I'm not saying you should speed, but most of the speed limits seem to be pretty slow. But also drive safe. Do you know what I mean? And also, traffic cams should be legal because it's kind of like entrapment. Like, if you don't have a cop to actually sit and waste his time speeding, I don't think you should just be able to get tickets for using... I don't know. Maybe that's not true because I see a lot of people breaking the law and I'm like, man, where's the cops when you need them? But guess what? If they had cameras, if they roboticized it like McDonald's is doing... A lot more people would be driving safer, probably. Here's one. Talk about stealing your thunder. Here we go. This is funny. This is like, you know how Farrah Fawcett, famous actress, died, and then Michael Jackson died 2 hours later? This is like that. This is totally getting your thunder stolen. On April 16th, 1912, a woman by the name of Harriet Quimby became the first woman ever to fly across the English Channel, flying from Dover to Calais in 59 minutes. Okay. See here. Made the flight in 59 minutes, landing about 25 miles from the Calais on the beach. She became the first woman to pilot an aircraft across the English Channel. But guess what? Guess what else happened on that day? April 16th, 1912. That totally stole this woman's thunder, and I feel bad for her. The RMS Titanic. The Titanic sank on the 15th. But guess what? Because they didn't have the internet back then, people didn't find out till the next day. And that was the day she broke a record, and she got her thunder stolen. So, you know what? Hey, James Cameron, where are you at? Why don't you make a movie about that lady? Make a movie about that lady that I just closed the page of, Harriet Quimby. Let's pour some booze out for Harriet Quimby. Cool, rock and roll. All right, yeah, that's it. That's like five facts. I did like five or six facts. Teach you guys something for today, if you're listening to this. If you like these mini episodes and you want some more of these nonsense, give me a tweet or shoot me an email at My Name Is Razzle2, or at TWL Podcast, or go on the Facebook page. Today We Learned Podcast, I believe, is it? And, give me some love. Give me, what is that? Where is the love? What is that song? I don't know. Check it out. Thanks, folks. Have a good one.